I don't know if you heard Mike Nooney yesterday. Their top 16 players from a team that went to the College Cup are back at Furman. They're number three in the country, and Mike Noonan says there aren't two teams better. So that's going on tonight. Go shopping is my point at Tiger Sports Shop. Downtown Clemson, Highway 123. It's a beautiful night. Always open tigersports.com.
All the new stuff is in, all the new gear, all that good stuff. Yeah, you need to stop by there. Leave a little early before you go to Historic Riggs Field and get your gear. I will be doing that next week. We'll be in Clemson one night next week. It's on my to-do list.
I'm already pre-mad at Mickey about Strike the Valley. He's going to ruin his section. I know he is. He's going to be the one. And he's going to know. He knows that I know that about him, too. He knows. Oh, man.
We also know that he's on his way home from Charleston and probably not listening.
That's right. That's right.
Which makes this Just conversation a little easier.
Just jab him.
I have something fun for you when you're ready for it.
Oh, give me the fun. You know what? Let me say one more thing about Stewart. I have a question, and I don't know the particulars of this. In fact, man, I think reporters in South Carolina don't know all the ins and outs of this. But I think it is worth noting that Dylan Stewart had a back injury last year. Now, you might say that there's a long time between the end of last year and the start of the next year. We've got time. But we should note for the record that South Carolina is paying Dylan Stewart very well. Not pay for play. Biggest air quotes into not pay for play. And this is a perfect example because he's still going to cash those checks. Not that if there's any malice, I don't know that. But he's still going to cash these checks even though he hadn't practiced since. They brought a twitchy defensive end with a bad back for seven figures. And that needs to be said because this is one of the perils. It's a larger scale version of what I just said with Vic Burley. Much like pro contract, how many trades and contracts have been scuttled because the physical didn't work? How many times?
Yeah, from a school standpoint, though, I'll defend him a little bit in that this was not something that was a surgery or anything like that. And I do believe that they would have thought it was indeed rest that was needed back then, because a lot of times that's what you have to do with a bad back. So, you know, I've got to think that in February they are not even considering the possibility that Dylan Stewart's not ready by game one.
Right.
Fair?
I think that's fair. I don't think they thought we're going to have issues into the next season. I actually think they thought we've got enough time to take care of this. But I need everyone to understand that they signed a guy to a contract this year that they knew had a bad back. And now we're August 20th, and he has yet to participate in one off-season thing. He has not done a thing this offseason since they signed him.
From a next-level NFL standpoint, doesn't Dylan Stewart need to play more college ball at this point?
If it's back-related, yes. So, I'm not messing. If I'm an NFL GM, I am not spending a first-round pick on a back injury. You can't afford to do that with an explosive athlete, I don't think.
No, I don't think you can either. I mean, especially when you have to bend on the corner like he has to do. That would be concerning for me. Not to mention, and I give him credit, he played through injury last year, but his stats suffered big time because he did. And for next level, I mean, I think he needs to. He could make himself money by being drafted higher if he can put some more good film out there.
That's right. Now, somebody compared him to Jadeveon Clowney, and Clowney had a little milking injury. Like, we heard the stories about, you know, showing up with sweatpants on a practice and telling the coaches he wasn't going to go today and all that kind of stuff. Like, you've heard those stories. They're out there. But he at least was go time for most of the games, okay? He was go time for most of the games. They got drafted number one. He also didn't have a back issue. Like Riley says, the back issues don't go away. And it's 100% right. All right, anything else on this before we get to your fun thing? I want to do your fun thing.
No, I'm ready to move on.
All right, let's do your fun thing.
Are you familiar with the account Message Board Geniuses on Twitter?
I'm pretty sure they only live on TigerNet. Yes.
They love to find TigerNet clips. Yes, they do. They also like to find Gamecock Central clips now.
Oh.
All of a sudden. So I want to read you this, and then I have a question.
Okay.
This is hilarious. And I also need some clarification from you on this. This is how much I hate Clemson, spelled with a P. Thank you for that.
Sure.
I play EA Sports College Football 2027. I don't have much time to play because of working kids, but when I do play, I make sure I do two things. I will go into the schedule and force a loss onto Clemson, regardless of who they are playing. I then go into their roster and change the ratings on the computer-generated players. I make them short, fat, and make all of their ratings down to zero, so the whole team sucks. It's time-consuming, but it's worth it.
Okay.
Okay, number one, that's petty, and I'm here for that.
Okay.
Number two, it got me thinking, what's the worst thing you've ever done because you hated your rival? How far would you go?
I have the answer.
How petty can you be because you hate your rival? You know, the Miami and Ohio State, they get rid of all the M's. Is it the other way around? Yeah, they get rid of all the M's.
Yeah, they X out the M's. To the point that Kyle Whittingham is like, why should I hate? I don't hate them. And people are freaking out. Yeah. Like, oh, this is a normal, stable person.
That school over there, or something like that.
The school up north.
School up north. They don't even say their name. It's awfully petty. And that's college football is built on pettiness. College football rivalries are. So, again, I'm not bashing in any way. I love this. But
Texter says from the 864, I love this in video game land. I once started a dynasty with South Carolina and signed no players for 2 seasons. I am team anti-transfer. That's probably, like, in the present day, the year of our Lord 2026, that's what I will do. Like, I always play a season or two with Clemson, and I'm not taking any South Carolina transfers. Like, I have lots of friends who took Sellers. Like, last year's game, they play out the first season. Sellers gets in a portal. They take Sellers to be their quarterback. I can't do it. I have a no Gamecock policy. If I'm going to be Clemson, I'm not taking any of your transfers. I'm not taking any of your coaches. I can't do it.
I've told this before. My wife and I are once walking through the Anderson Mall years ago, and they're giving away a car in there that you had to register for the car, and it was burgundy. It was maroon. I think it was a Corvette, maybe. I
mean, it's
a
nice color car.
It was a nice car.
Yeah.
And I walk over to register, and she's like, what are you doing? I'm registering. She's like, I'm not driving a car that color. And I'm like, I got to keep her right here, boys. She's mine.
That's my wife. Like, you just announced to everyone.
Oh, I was so proud.
Did you hear what she said?
I was so proud. Like, I'm not driving a car that color.
All right, text from the 864 says, I left halfway through a date when I found out she was a Gator fan and left the bill with her.
I love it.
All right, this is my
but
one,
see,
okay?
You knew in that situation a house divided was not going to work. Why even start to try to like the person? You know it's not going to work in the end. Might as well just cut ties right now. You did the right thing, Texter.
Elite,
you did the right thing.
Elite self-awareness. Elite. This is my number one story, okay? And this actually came up in a group text yesterday, all right? I've told this story on air before. 2010, College World Series. Omaha, Nebraska, old Rosenblatt Stadium. We went for the whole thing. We caravan 18, I think it was like 8 or 10 of us. We caravan through the night, like 18 hours to get there, okay? And we go to the opening ceremonies. And at the opening ceremonies, they give out some award. Like, they put all the teams out there. If you've ever been, you know, they do that. And they gave out the academic awards. And South Carolina won the Team Academic Award, to which I, recent Clemson graduate, one semester into grad school, stood up in a crowd of respectful clappers and yelled down the third base line in the top of my lungs, "They don't take real classes." And everyone around me either laughed or dragged me down. That's my number one story right there. Is in the middle. I couldn't let them have them all. I'm like, these idiots with these classes? No way.
Texter said, every Clemson Carolina week, I take my wife's USC diploma and put it in the closet. Another texter said, I turn caps and shirts around on racks.
That's savage work.
Just move those to the back.
Okay.
I like that.
I think this guy in this message board post is a psychopath. This guy's a psychopath, okay?
You tell us you don't have enough time to play because of work and kids and family, but you also tell us that you would rather... What he's describing, Kwok, has to be time-consuming, right?
You have to do that every season. You have to turn everyone down and make them short and fat. That is a lot of screens and clicks and weight and backing out and all that stuff. That's crazy. There are people who think I'm crazy because I spend too much time recruiting on the game to try to win. This guy, all he wants to do is sabotage Clemson with body type and skill set across the board. That would take, even if you're good at it, that would take, I would say, minimum 90 minutes to do that.
Short and fat. Is there a Diego Pavia setting? Is that how that works? Is that what happens?
No.
It would save some time.
Oh, my God. Dude, the Pavia setting and then the Lorenzen setting?
Yeah.
Pavia Lorenzen.
Throw in a little Kyler Murray, maybe.
You know, I would tell this guy, name every player Pavia Lorenzen, and I have your respect. Rename every player Pavia Lorenzen. Yeah, my respect. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. It's hard enough. Like, you don't have time to play. You're worried about that. You don't have time to play ever. You're doing it. Now, I will say that the thing with the roster, you do that one time, and then you're done, okay? You can actually play your season, and the force loss doesn't take that long. But that is tremendous dedication to the cause. I think it's easier to just not sign everybody because you play, but you don't sign anybody for 2 years, and you get bad. That's less effort. You actually can fit one more game in if you're not recruiting.
Justin in Dacusville says, whenever we go on vacation to Ocean Lakes, we go around all the Gamecock golf carts, raise the seat, and put the cart in tow mode. And then we just wait and watch them get it towed to the shop because it won't run.
That's horrible.
That's brilliant.
That's horrible, man.
That's good, clean fun. That's good, clean fun.
I don't know. Toes are expensive. That's expensive toe. I guess. I don't know. Ocean Lakes, how far you got to go?
Oh, Ocean Lakes is big.
We got a Tommy Sharp reference, Ben. He makes us a bunch of fighting Tommy Sharps. Tommy Sharp, famous for one thing.
Throwing up on a football.
Throw up football. That's it. Several times. By the way, my favorite text on this is Hank. Hank says, kids are puking and screaming in the other room. 10 minutes, honey. Bryant Wesco can get slower and fatter. It's just dedication. So much dedication. All right, let's take a break. We've got more to go. We got to do a win total play today. I enjoy this, though. What's the worst thing you've done to your rival? Like, how bad do you hate your rival? What's the way that you have gone the furthest to show you hate your rival? We'll talk about that some more next.
The Anderson Area Touchdown Club is celebrating their 45th football season kickoff with Facts on Sport, broadcasting live on Friday, August 21st from 9 to noon at the Anderson Institute of Technology campus at 315 Perriman Dairy Road in Anderson. Facts In will interview the Anderson County High School head football coaches and key players, and you're invited to come experience it live. Then at noon, enjoy the first Touchdown Club meeting of the season. Visit the Anderson Area Touchdown Club page on Facebook or call 864-616-6471 for more information.
We got to tell you about our friends at Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. My favorite thing to do at Ingles is when I get the list and my wife's like, see if you can find that there. And they have it. They always have it. It's just, it's great because I can go home. I go home like a conquering hero. I've done it. You know what? In those instances, I get a Starbucks because I did a really adult thing. I walked in a grocery store and I either asked for help, which we talked about, very helpful people in there, or I found it on my own. And you feel great about that. You also save on gas when you do that. It's incredible stuff. I cannot stress enough how impactful it is to my well-being to go in Ingles. You know, my favorite thing to do at Ingles right now truly is to take my daughter in there. She asked me the other day. I'd just gone to Ingles before I picked her up. She asked me if we could go to the store. Warm my heart. That's what Ingles does to children. It's just great. That's just great. 864 says this. The worst thing I ever did to the Gamecocks is tell my best friend the truth about his team.
That's mean.
That's just mean, man. You got to be a better friend than that. Sometimes you got to let people... You got to let people live in their delusions.
Again, we need pettiness in sports. It's what drives the rivalry. You know, I wasn't going to tell you this. Check your phone, Quok. You can back me up on this.
Okay.
We recently bought early in the summer, a used camper. I brought it home. It has primarily black decals, and some were outlined in maroon. My wife's first question was, when are we getting those removed? So I took it to Catazoom and said, everything that's burgundy needs to be replaced. And they did a great job.
That thing looks fire, Ben.
It's a one of a kind.
That looks great. I'm trying to figure out what it would have looked like in maroon. I think it kind of would have sucked.
Not that good.
I think it kind of would have sucked in maroon, honestly. Texter says, this is mean. Also, I mean, who's to say who Fatlard 24 is? I once poisoned Auburn University's famous trees and got arrested. That is the best I hate my rival more than I love myself story that there has ever existed. That Feinbaum call with Harvey Updike is one of the great pieces of fandom that has ever existed. He was so proud of the felonies that he committed in killing those tumors corners. You know what I did, Paul? Like, that is the greatest thing ever. You cannot convince people that are sane or reasonable or root for pro teams. You cannot convince people that that's literally what happens. You just can't. You can't do it. Texter says, let me see. When traveling to the beach, this is Mac, I always carry Clemson stickers and pull into every rest area and put a Tiger Paw sticker on the stall and use an orange Sharpie and write, Gamecocks suck, but Columbia sucks more. That's just unbelievable. Let's go to the phones. Will Vandervoort joins us next. Our very good friend on a Thursday. Willie V, what's up?
Hey, man. What a good time to talk about the rivalry on a Thursday. It's big Thursday.
Yes.
Well, listen, you know how much I love this rivalry. So I wrote a history book a few years ago called The Hidden History of Clemson Football.
And, great book, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And so at the same time, the History Press, my publisher, they also had someone write a book called The Hidden History of South Carolina football. And so the lady who dealt with the publicizing my book and making sure, you know, all the, you know, book companies and bookstores had my book, you know, and all that stuff, like, she's a Clemson grad. And the lady for South Carolina that did South Carolina was a South Carolina grad. So they had a contest who could sell the most books. So needless to say, we ended up winning because I got a second run. South Carolina book didn't. And so Clemson won, but in my part of my pettiness, and this being like this, to help what I would think of book sales, when I would go into a bookstore and I see our two books sitting next to each other, I always would take mine and cover them all up.
I knew it. I knew it. See, I knew I liked you, Will. I knew I did.
Oh, that's petty as crap, and I'm here for it.
Awesome. Been doing that for years. And real quick, as a Steelers fan, y'all know how much I hate the Ravens.
Yes.
So I went into a Greenville store a few months ago, and they had a bunch of Steelers stuff, as most places do in Greenville, and I was looking at it. But next to it, they had some Ravens stuff. And so I went over to the sales guy, and I said, hey, listen, I'm very concerned as a Steelers fan what's going on here. But besides the Steelers stuff, there is some bird poop sitting right next to it. And the guy looked at me like, oh, my gosh, what? And he looks over there and saw the Ravens T-shirt. He's like, ha-ha, saw what you did there.
Oh, man, you almost got somebody fired, but worth it, though, right? Worth it.
It was so worth it, so worth it. So.
Oh, Willie B. We appreciate you sharing. That's great stuff, man. Thanks for
I figured you guys would enjoy that. Oh. That's something a text can't do.
No, you're 100% right. Yeah, we needed the telling. We needed the oral telling. That was great.
Exactly. All right, guys. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Will Vandenborg joined us right there. That's dedication to the cause, man. Let's go to Dan, who's up with us next on the Pratt Injury Lawyers phone lines. Hey, Dan.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. You guys may have covered this already. I joined a bit late, but a couple of items. Is Clemson doing a in-stadium scrimmage football today?
Yes. I think it's going to be mostly situational. It won't be like, you know, straight through a game as much as the last one. But they will be in the scrimmage in the stadium scrimmaging today, I believe. I don't know what time, but I believe that's correct.
Yeah, I think that may be the Welcome Back Students scrimmage that they do every year. Is that a possibility? And then they have the, you know, all the students come down and form a Tiger Paw at 50-yard line.
They did that. They did that yesterday, I believe.
Yesterday, yeah.
Okay. I missed it. I'm coming over for Clemson Furman football, if you're on the other side of the pond.
That's right.
Clemson is, at home tonight against Furman, and Furman is ranked number 3 the last time I looked. Is that still accurate?
Yes.
And Clemson men's soccer not ranked?
That's correct. So it's a big one. It's a big one.
Yeah. And then the women are playing down in Columbia against the Gamecocks. So the other football, kind of a big day for us today.
No, 100%. You know what? It's Operation 6K, so I know this. They only need 5,999 more because Dan's going to be there.
Yeah. Well, I expect there'll be a pretty good crowd, so we'll see. And so you don't know what time they'll be in the stadium. I know soccer's at 8. So I'm thinking, they're probably mid-afternoon or they're already for the situational scrimmage.
Yeah, I don't – where you don't know that, Dan, appreciate the call. They did post a couple of clips from in the stadium I saw just a few minutes ago. So, I mean, I don't think it was this morning. That could have been from last week's. But the students, if I'm not mistaken, usually go to the Beanie Bowl. What they call the Beanie Bowl,
yes.
Which is the week before the first game. And that is a procedural type practice. They do everything. They practice running down the hill. You don't want your first time to be in front of 80,000 fans and you fall on your face. You know, they practice the headsets and the getting on and off the field and halftime. I think that's the one the students are allowed to go to.
And that one, it is a little more lighthearted. This is still very much, you know, this is like the bridge between camp and then your actual preparation for the season. So they're very much in prep mode right now. All right, let's go ahead and take a break. Braves, by the way, Braves and the White Sox, random one-off makeup game from the rainout a few weeks ago. Top of the third, Braves have the leadoff man on for everybody's favorite. Austin Riley standing in the box. And again, scoreless. It is Kay pitching for the White Sox. And for the Braves, why am I drawing a blank on who's pitching? I literally just watched him pitch. The Braves have Grant Holmes going today. Good first trip to the order for him. Let's take a break. We'll wrap up the show. We'll do a couple of win total plays and we return.
The Roar's College Football Kickoff Show is back. Join host Scott Reimer and all your Roar favorites at the Southern Weaving Food Hall August 27th from 5 to 8 p.m. Join us at 210 Fern Street right here in Easley. The Roar, the Upstate Sports Authority.
If you want to relocate in the Upstate, you can do it with Tiger Moving Company. TigerMoving@gmail.com. That's where you start with an email. You just tell them what you need. They're going to give you some questions back. It's a quick and easy back and forth. And then lo and behold, they put you on the calendar, and then you don't have to worry about that move anymore. Tiger Moving has got you taken care of. Clemson grads owned and operated. Their fleet of vehicles named after Clemson. Great segment of the week.
It is. We are off tomorrow.
Yeah, it is.
Quark is attending a wedding.
All right. Do you want to do this properly? You want to send the show off properly? I can say a little about why I'm off while we do that.
Sure.
Intern emeritus Sanders Sullivan is getting married this weekend. And so we're going out of town. I know. We all prayed for him. You can stop praying, folks. He did it. Or rather, she did it. She. M is the best. And they're going to have a good time. So my wife and I are going down for the Friday wedding. I think it's a 5:30 start. 5:30 first pitch for Sanders and M tomorrow. down in Alpharetta. So that's why we're off tomorrow. But we will be back. Full throttle next week.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a bummer. That's a bummer.
I don't know why I selected the wrong one. Well, give Sanders my love.
I will. There we go. We've almost made it.
There might be some this weekend. I don't know. In fact, I think there might be.
Look, you better watch the preseason games because that player might be starting for your team in a couple weeks.
Scouting.
You better do that.
Oh, look, there's Pete Golding sitting in the stands of a Ravens-Titans game. He's looking for a defensive end, reports say.
Was going to go to practice, but not anymore. Do you have anything going on this weekend? Big plans this weekend for you?
My plans are to be determined. I am soaking up the last couple of weekends before we go to work. And, you know, that's pretty much – I don't know. I have planned not to make plans.
That's good. I love that. I love that.
Maybe some lake, maybe some work around the yard. Probably going to be a little bit of all.
That you got to somehow balance the rest and the honeydew list. Like, make sure that thing is buttoned up.
I have one more to give you in terms of the level of pettiness you have for your rivalry. I'll summarize this. A texter said that her husband, when Clemson is playing in Columbia, that her husband takes an empty Clemson cup with him, buys a drink, and then pours it into the Clemson cup instead of the Carolina cup. That's
super.
That is what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about right
there. And then
there.
Hands it back? Hands it back to the concession worker?
Trash.
Okay. I love it. You got to do it where people see, though. Like, that's kind of the thing. If you do this stuff in secret, it's only kind of brave, but you have to do it where people notice.
Well, he's then sitting in the stands holding a Clemson cup when everybody else is drinking out of Carolina cups, and everybody's like, "Hey, what's that? Where'd you get that?" I'm sure he got those questions.
Home. Mom made it. That's my favorite thing at school. Where'd you get that pizza? Mom. Mom packed it.
Also, Walt reminded me that ESPN did a whole lot of rivalry promos. You know, kind of spoofs. Those were really good commercials where, like, the North Carolina guy comes and knocks on the Duke door to pick up the girl, and they just slam the door in his face. And there was a Michigan Ohio State one that was funny. Yeah, those were good.
I forgot about those totally. I'm glad you brought this. I'm going to be looking those up on YouTube later. The one, there is one going around right now about Lenora Sellers' class schedule. Do you have thoughts on that? Like,
that is the pettiness of the rivalry. That's probably going to classify here, but That is not at all uncommon, people. Give the kid a break. When you're playing football in particular, you're on campus year-round, and you are taking summer school classes. You know why? Because most of the time they're easier, and you're trying to get ahead of that schedule so that you don't have to take a big workload when the season starts. It's why – didn't Deshaun Watson graduate in 3 years?
Yes.
That's how. I mean, that's how that happens. And so it's not uncommon that you get to your last year and you've got an internship or only have to take a couple of classes. That's – I knew that Clemson fans were going to jump on that. And, again, we encourage that. But also – know the truth here.
Well, the rule is, and people were right to sort of say, don't you have to take more than this? And the rule is that for a Division I athlete, the standards were the same when I was in school. You have to take 12 hours of classes and pass 6. The fact that people were not eligible when all you have to do is take 12 hours and pass 6, like, think about that. That means you can fail 2 classes. You could take 4 classes and fail 2 and still be eligible. Think about the number of people that used to be just ineligible for bowl games. Mm. Like, you failed the third. You could have failed 2 classes, but you just couldn't help yourself but fail that third one. Doesn't make any sense. If you're going to graduate, you don't have to take 12 hours if you only need 6. That's what this is. Like, he only needs 6 hours to graduate, and so the NCAA says if you need less than 12 hours, you don't have to just take 12 hours just because. That's like an undue burden on an athlete. Oh, because you've worked ahead and you only have 6 hours to get, you still have to take 12? So they eliminate that. He still has to pass 6, but he's got an internship in one other class. So we're on the same page on this. I think it's okay.
Brent Venables has had a good day, Kwok. Oklahoma has given him a new 6-year contract, which extends him out an additional 2 years, averaging $10.5 million per year.
No.
No?
Bad.
Tell me more.
Bad. I'm going to list the coaches who are making more than him per year. Smart, in the SEC, just SEC. Smart, Kiffin, Sarkisian, Elko.
Smart, Kiffin, Elko, who was the other one?
Sarkisian.
So he's done more than all of those guys not named Smart.
Except Smart. Well, at least as much.
Well, as much. Yeah, Texas made the playoffs.
Like, Kalen DeBoer's played for a national championship game. He's played in the national championship game. He's making 10.25 per year. Josh Heupel's been to a playoff. He's making 9. Heupel and Drinkwitz, by the way, are tied at $9 million. This is my issue with this, though. Nothing to do with Brent. We like Brent. We root for Brent. Brent Venables has been at Oklahoma 4 years. In 50% of those years, Ben, he has gone 6-6 in the regular season. Half the time, he's gone 6-6. He's gone 6-7, 10-3, 6-7, 10-3. His predecessor never lost more than 2 games in a season. He's lost more than 2 games every season. He is making $10.5 million, and the reason you would extend him and give him a raise is what exactly? He's leaving Oklahoma for what job? Who's trying to hire him? This is the Shane Beamer extension. You're negotiating against no one. There is no one trying to hire Brent Venables. You are spending millions of dollars more than necessary to keep a guy employed that doesn't have another option. And likely is not going to take another job. Like, would he take the Clemson job maybe? Like, what job is Brent Venables taking that's not Oklahoma?
Are we sure he doesn't have another option?
I have not heard his name mentioned for any job. In fact, I'm not sure that you will.
Oh, man, I bet you Michigan called him last year.
I bet Michigan, that's true. I bet Michigan called everybody. Michigan was just trying their best.
You know, it's got to be a big money school. A place like Southern Cal, like if, you know, things just flamed out for Lincoln this year and they made a change, they'd call him. If Clemson ever needed a coach, you know Clemson's going to call him. I'm not disagreeing with you. That is a lot of money when you're paying someone at the top of their profession. for making a college football playoff, your point's valid.
Like,
Oklahoma also has money.
And last year, they did make the playoff. Like, you could argue that Brent Venables has coached in as many playoff games as Mike Elko.
Oh, and talking about Kalen DeBoer, Alabama were to make a change, that'd be another one would call him.
See,
maybe.
This is the question I have about Venables, all right? And I don't know the answer to this.
Isn't there a little Nick Saban in Venables?
There is a little bit. There is a little bit. I think the average Joe fan of the average Joe program doesn't think Venables is a great head coach. Now, whether I agree or other people agree, I think he's done a pretty good job there at Oklahoma. I'm not sure you can look at what he's done and say he has upgraded Lincoln Riley. In fact, I think you could look at that situation and say he absolutely has not upgraded from Lincoln Riley, because Riley lost no more than two games every year. Venables has lost more than two games every year. He went 10-2 last year and lost in the playoff. Again, that's the same kind of thing that Lincoln Riley did. So I think Venables is doing a pretty good job, but it's possible he's doing a worse job than the guy that left before him. And I think there are people that see him as Oklahoma's head coach and nobody else's. Kind of like Dabo. Dabo was doing a good job at Clemson for years before people saw him as a hireable coach in the market. This is crazy. Did you see a story about Art Briles? Where Art Briles said he was going to leave for Texas, but they lost in the whatever New Year's Six Bowl they were in 13, I believe it was. And so they literally were flying in the day after they got back. They were going to fly in, and he was going to get on the plane and fly to the press conference. And he called Texas and said, "I can't go."
I did not. I had not heard that.
So, like, that's my question about Venables. Like, is he somebody that you think is on all the lists?
Okay, so let me ask you this. Is Brent Venables a top 12 coach in college football right now?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I think he needs to do it more than once.
Well, he's barely paid as one.
Yes.
Eli Drinkwitz at Missouri, $10.75 million. Deion Sanders in the $10.5 million range. Bill Belichick at $10 million.
Yeah, see, they're blowing it for everybody. Everybody's looking at that Belichick contract, and they're like, this guy, this four-win coach, yeah, you're going to pay me more than that. I think he's a better coach than Heupel. I don't think he's a better coach than DeBoer. I don't. I think going 6-6 at Oklahoma is terrible, and he's done it twice. I think he did a good job last year.
Venables,
I think he's done a good job with the defense.
Venables also has some pretty deep ties with Oklahoma now.
That's right. So that it could be like a loyalty thing. There could be some other stuff in there more than like the professional job.
I'm talking about just in terms of him leaving it. It would be more than just money if he were to ever leave.
Correct. No doubt. Texter says the Brent slander coming from Quagga's Watt. It's